Hello and welcome to the Illinois Radio Reader. I'm Janelle Eckerman and today I'll be reading selections from the Pantograph for Monday, March 17, 2025. And from the front page, the first headline is Women's History Month, Know Your Own Heart. And the title of the article is Om Fit, Owner Young, Inspires Confidence Through Activewear. And it's written by Olivia Jacobs. Normal. Heather Young, originally from Decatur, started Om Fit Activewear in 2013 by loading pull-apart clothing racks into her car and selling workout clothing at pop-up events around town. After graduating from Illinois State University, Young had spent much of her career in public relations, working for places like Caterpillar in Peoria and the Children's Discovery Museum in Normal. She had her son in 2004 and began working out more at the gym to get rid of her pregnancy weight. She would wear her husband's T-shirts or old clothing with paint stains on them, but couldn't help but notice other people at the gym wearing cute outfits. As a bigger person, it was harder to find stuff that actually gave me confidence and fit and made me feel like I wanted to go to the gym, Young said. And the thought process included, I want to be in gyms more often. I want to get to know more people. She also started reconsidering her career. I wanted a front-facing job as opposed to my job that was behind a computer, and I just really missed interacting with people, she said. And so if I could be in a gym, if I could take care of customers, if I could shop all day, that would be awesome. She ran Om Fit as a mobile business for about a year and a half before deciding she was ready for a store of her own. Om Fit Activewear opened its storefront in August 2015 on North Street in Uptown Normal and moved to the current location at 1520 East College Avenue in Normal in January 2021. The women's clothing store provides apparel for exercise, travel and leisure, carrying everything from sports bras and golf jackets to pickleball wear and athletic dresses. And the article is then continued onto page A5. Om Fit is one of many women-owned businesses the Pantograph is featuring this month in recognition of Women's History Month. For the name of the business, Young said she wanted to convey yoga, fitness and apparel. And while she tried many different names, when she said Om Fit, it sounded like I'm fit. She said the sound of it gave her goosebumps. Young said her store's clothes are made so they travel well, stay free of wrinkles and have sweat-wicking capabilities. And during the COVID-19 pandemic, she said, more people started looking for leisure wear as they didn't necessarily need fancy clothes to work. And so that was a big boom for us. We kind of went a little bit more into leisure, but it all works in the gym. And so every single thing that we carry is workout worthy, but it travels amazingly, she said. And so I think it solves a lot of problems, but inspires confidence. And that's the thing for me. When I started working out in these clothes, they were well fitted. The fabrics were good for what I wanted to do. I just worked harder in the gym. I think you dress for success wherever you go, and I think that counts in the gym. Even though Om Fit now has a bricks and mortar location, Young still likes to collaborate with other businesses for pop-up events. Some of these collaborating businesses have included Specs Around Town, Main Street Yoga, Fox and Hounds, My Lean Body Boot Camp for Women, Now Stronger Together, and The Workout Company, Lakeside Country Club, Destill Brewery, and more. Om Fit also likes to host events that include other activities like floral arranging, potlucks, yoga, dancing, golf and mimosa mornings. The store even offers a quarterly curated bag, its own version of a Fab Fit Fun box, which Young said allows her to tap into her creative side. Anything that we can do that brings people in, obviously the undertone is always about shopping, but it's also creating a group of women who are interested in healthy activities and coming here and trying something different, she said. And it's so much fun because I'm my target demographic. You know, I love to be in the gym. I love to be with friends. I love fun little events. Young said her mother, Carol Williams, was an inspirational woman for her as she was growing up, as her parents owned a daycare together. Young said she was always aware as a kid that her mum went to work for her own business, and while it eventually closed, it showed Young she could have something of her own too. Her mum told her she could do anything in the world she set her mind to, with enough hard work. Young also said she enjoyed going shopping as a kid and remembered seeing other women-owned businesses, so opening one of her own wasn't an unusual concept for her. I was filling a niche for a certain demographic with I'm Fit, and so I think that would be the key to somebody. You definitely need to do your research, Young said of her advice to other women business owners. You need to know your own heart and know what is that you want to get out of this. Starting I'm Fit even gave Young the confidence to become certified to teach occasional fitness classes at the workout company in Normal. She also recently started selling I'm Fit branded clothing at the store, including joggers. And my apologies for any mispronunciations. With this article, there are three photos, and from the front page, the main photograph is captioned. Owner Heather Young talks about the variety of clothing items available Friday, March 14, 2025 at I'm Fit Activewear, 1520 East College Avenue, Normal. And that photo was courtesy of Clay Jackson from the Panagraph. And the remaining photos are from page A5, and the first is captioned, clothing items are on display at I'm Fit Activewear, 1520 East College Avenue, Normal. And the last photo is captioned, owner Heather Young poses four photos on Friday, March 14, 2025 at I'm Fit Activewear, 1520 East College Avenue, Normal. And those photos are also courtesy of Clay Jackson Photos from the Panagraph. I'll now move on to page A3 in local and state news and read a most relevant article for today, which is St. Patrick's Day. And the title of the article is Sharon of the Green Parade Spreads Joy and Helps Families. And the article was written by D. Jack Alcar. Normal. Shaking off the frost from the long winter, eagerly seeking the start of spring, thousands line the streets of Uptown Normal for the annual Sharon of the Green Parade Saturday. Historically, the parade is the first community event following the winter months and has always been met with gusto. You know this community, they love their parades, Normal Police Community Engagement Officer Darren Backman said with a laugh. But when we have a parade where all the money and all the efforts go back to a small organisation like Brightpoint, I think people are more likely to come out and support it, he said. Since 2019, the Sharon of the Green Parade, held every year around St. Patrick's Day, has been a fundraiser for Brightpoint, formerly known as Children's Home and Aid, said Senior Development Specialist Laura Cordero. The money raised is for training staff to work with families with mental health issues, purchasing diapers to give to families, wipes, car seats, Cordero said the day before the parade. So the majority of the money will go right back to families, giving them the items that they need, she said. Knowing that just makes the parade that more special, said Bloomington resident Stephanie Danner. It makes me want to look for a bucket and put some dollars in it, she said, eyes shaded by green glasses and wearing a bright green wig. That attitude is continuously shown in the support for Brightpoint, Cordero said. Bloomington Normal is an extremely generous community, and they've proven that to me as a development and fundraising person year after year, she said. The generosity of this place is phenomenal, but it's a little more special because this parade also celebrates the proud and generous heritage of the Irish people. giving back and rallying together as a community is core to the Irish, said Tyler McNeely. That's part of the great aspect of the Irish culture, is it brings community together. You know, for this, it's great to see the community out here supporting each other, he said. McNeely counts five generations since his ancestors arrived in America from the Emerald Isle. That spirit is alive and well in McLean County, he said. McLean County always rallies together. We did throughout COVID. We, historically, have always come together when we need it. Everything we do as a community is to benefit each other, McNeely said. And there are three photos of this parade, and the first one is captioned, "A rather tall leprechaun passes out candy Saturday, March 15, 2025, at the annual Sharon of the Green Parade in Uptown Normal. All funds raised benefit Brightpoint and help families with small children in need." And the second photo is captioned, "Corny, mascot for the Normal Corn Belters, passes out high fives Saturday, March 15, 2025, at the annual Sharon of the Green Parade in Uptown Normal. All funds raised benefit Brightpoint and help families with small children in need." And the last photo is captioned, "Several folks who count themselves descendants of the Emerald Isle, March Saturday, March 15, 2025, at the annual Sharon of the Green Parade in Uptown Normal. All funds raised benefit Brightpoint and help families with small children in need." Photos were courtesy of D. Jack Alkire from The Pantograph. And the next article is also from page A3 in local and state news, and the title is NAACP to Host Election Forum, and it is also written by D. Jack Alkire. Bloomington. The Bloomington Normal branch of the NAACP will host a forum on March 22 for candidates seeking office in the April 1 consolidated election. The event is open to the public and will begin at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, March 22, inside Room 3 at the Bloomington Public Library, 205 East Olive Street. Candidates for supervisor, clerk and trustee of Normal Township will field questions from 9:45 to 10:15 a.m. From 10:20 to 10:40 a.m, those seeking election to the Heartland Community College Board of Trustees will speak, followed by the superintendents of McLean County Unit, School District 5 and Bloomington Public Schools District 87, who will discuss the proposed 1% sales tax referendum that will be used to fund school security and facility renovations. Beginning at 10:45 a.m, those running for Mayor of Bloomington will speak, followed by candidates for City Council until 11:15 a.m. Those running for Mayor of Normal will speak from 11:20 to 11:50 a.m. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, contact NAACP Political Action Committee Chair Georgine Chisel at gchisse@yahoo.com. And continuing on from the same page, in brief, the first article is Tournament for Pickleball Players. Bloomington. Pickleballs will take off flying this week at the 8th Annual Bloomington Town Throwdown Pickleball Tournament in Bloomington. Over 300 players from several states will compete in the tournament from Friday, March 21 through Sunday, March 23 at Evergreen Racquet Club at 3203 East Washington Street in Bloomington, a news release said. Match formats will include singles on Friday and doubles on Saturday and Sunday. The first match will begin at 2 p.m. Friday. Warm-up courts will be available at 1 p.m. Friday and at 7 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Competitor registrations cost $70 and are due by 11:55 p.m. Monday, March 17. To register, go to pickleballtournaments.com. There is no cost to attend as a spectator. And the next article is Farm Bureau Issues Grants. Bloomington. The Illinois Farm Bureau is partnering with county farm bureaus to aid over a dozen rural organisations that provide emergency services or assist with economic and community development. In total, 23 rural development grants with an overall amount of $105,000 are being awarded. One recipient is the Mount Hope Funks Fire Protection District, which will acquire a QTAC trailer for a firefighting rescue unit. Another recipient is the Boys and Girls Club of Livingston County. The club will use the money to develop an intergenerational community centre to serve residents of all ages. And finally, fire services get equipment money. Springfield. The Office of the Illinois State Fire Marshal is sending out funds to beneficiaries of its 2024 Small Equipment Grant Program. A new statement said $4 million is headed to 178 fire departments and districts and EMS services across the state to help them secure equipment they otherwise couldn't obtain. Illinois State Fire Marshal James Rivera said in a statement these grants ease the burden of hard financial choices for agencies. Grant recipients include Bellflower Fire Protection District, McLean County, $25,250. Kenny Fire Protection District, DeWitt County, $26,000. Metamora Fire Protection District, Woodford County, $25,910. Emmington Campus Fire Protection District, Livingston County, $18,297. Forest Strawn Wing Fire Protection District, Livingston County, $24,776. And Toluca Rutland Fire Protection District, Marshall County, $25,992. And the last article on page A3 is Lafayette Street Fire Reignites. And the article is written by D. Jack Alkire, Bloomington. Firefighters returned on Saturday to the scene of Interstate All Battery Center in Bloomington, where a fire that first broke out Thursday night has reignited. Lafayette Street was blocked starting at Morrissey Drive as crews fought the blaze. A reporter on the scene observed four fire engines, two ladder trucks, three battalion chiefs and about 35 firefighters dousing the fire with five water hoses. Witnesses at the scene said the fire had started back up around 2:20 p.m. Saturday. The roof of the building has completely caved in from the fire, as has part of the front facade of the building facing east. Crews said their main concern was keeping the fire away from Chem Dry and the chemicals within that business. Power and gas crews were also on the scene to cut services to the area. A fire department representative said crews would remain on the scene throughout the night. Bloomington firefighters were first dispatched around 8:20 p.m. Thursday for a fire in a single-story commercial building in the 1100 block of East Lafayette Street. Crews had found the source of the fire in the attic space of the building's bowstring truss roof system. A significant portion of the roof had collapsed 20 minutes after firefighters had evacuated the building due to safety concerns, Bloomington Fire said. The fire was extinguished at 12:47 a.m. Friday. In addition to the Interstate All Battery Centre, Stay Beautiful Gemini Salon and a garage attached to Chem Dry were also damaged in the Thursday night fire. I'll now include How Time Flies and today's Flick Fact from page A2. And the first is today's Flick Fact, and the question is, Carpet Weavers stores are celebrating 37 years, and you've probably seen the couple in their TV ads. Are they siblings, married, and with 9 Carpet Weavers locations across central Illinois, where do they actually live? And the answer is, that's Tyler and Erin Weaver, a married couple with 3 kids, ages 20, 18, and 13, with stores in Bloomington Normal, Springfield, Champaign, Peoria, East Peoria, Bourbonnais, Peru, Decatur, and Danville. They live smack in the middle of it all. Normal. Erin's a Colorado native, and Tyler met her in college there. We moved back to Bloomington Normal with a plan to run the business for Dad, Tyler says, referring to his father Mark, who launched the store in 1988, and in How Time Flies, 100 years ago today on March 17, 1925, St. Patrick's Day will be appropriately observed in Bloomington with an elaborate banquet to be given this evening at the Illinois Hotel under the auspices of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. Among the speakers are Judge Floyd E. Thompson of Rock Island, a member of the Illinois Supreme Court, and Morgan A. Collins, Superintendent of Police in Chicago. And 75 years ago today, on March 17, 1950, is McLean County, the third richest agricultural county in the nation, still losing its farm population to towns? The US Census here in April is expected to shed new light on this question. The last three times the people of the United States were counted, in the census of 1920, 1930 and 1940, McLean County showed steady population growth as a whole, but a loss in population in the rural areas. And 50 years ago today, on March 17, 1975, Normal City Council members tonight are expected to receive petitions signed by 186 residents objecting to the council's recent 4-3 vote to increase sewer rates by 20% to 85%. The February 24 action was taken to finance a sewer project that would serve an estimated 2,500 acres west and northwest of Normal. And finally, 25 years ago today, on March 17, 2000. During a campaign stop by George W. Bush in Springfield on Thursday, March 16, Illinois Republicans speculated on several vice presidential possibilities, including Elizabeth Dole, Colin Powell, and former Republican presidential contender, U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona, who has not yet endorsed Bush for president. "We have a swarm of great people who could run on this ticket," said State Treasurer Judy Bart Topinka. As always, our commitment to accuracy from the Pantograph. We want you to tell us about issues regarding accuracy and fairness. Contact 309-820-3242 or ojacobs@pantograph.com. See past corrections of pantograph.com/corrections. I'll also include from page B8 the weather, Bloomington's 5-day forecast. And today, sunny, windy and warmer, and the wind will be from the south at 12 to 25 miles per hour and the temperature 59 degrees. And tonight it'll be partly cloudy and windy and the wind will be from the south at 12 to 25 miles per hour and the temperature 41 degrees. On Tuesday it'll be very windy, there'll be clouds and it'll be warmer and the wind will be from the south at 20 to 30 miles per hour with a high of 70 degrees and a low of 51 degrees. And on Wednesday, it'll be very windy, a stray thunderstorm, and the wind will be from the south at 20 to 30 miles per hour, and there'll be a high of 65 degrees and a low of 30 degrees. And on Thursday, it will be windy and cooler, and the wind will be from the northwest at 12 to 25 miles per hour. There'll be a high of 45 degrees and a low of 28 degrees. And on Friday, it'll be cloudy, windy and milder. And the wind will be from south-southwest at 12 to 25 miles per hour. And the high will be 53 degrees and the low 39 degrees. And the regional outlook. Windy and warmer today with brilliant sunshine. Expect a full day of sunshine with average relative humidity 45% and excellent drying conditions. Partly cloudy and windy tonight. Average relative humidity 65% and the winds will be gusting past 40 miles per hour tomorrow and there'll be considerable clouds. And in Skywatch, today the sunrise 7:04 a.m. and sunset 7:05 p.m. and moonrise at 10:43 p.m. and moonset at 8:18 a.m. The last quarter of the moon will be March 22, the new moon March 29, the first quarter April 4, and the full moon April 12. I'll now include from the E-Edition Plus from Technology and Advice, and the article is Stop the Spam, 7 Ways to Eliminate Unwanted Phone Calls, and it's written by Kelvin Chan from the Associated Press. Unwanted phone calls are out of control, whether it's a robocall trying to sell you something or spam calls from scammers trying to rip you off. It's enough to make you want to stop answering your phone. So what can you do to stop them? The scourge of unwanted phone calls has been branded an epidemic by consumer groups, while the Federal Communications Commission says it's the top consumer complaint. If you're flooded by unsolicited calls, here are some ways to fight back. Number 1. Review phone settings. Smartphone users can turn on some built-in settings to combat unknown calls. Apple advises iPhone users to turn on the Silence Unknown Callers feature. Go to your settings and scroll down to Apps and then to Phone, where you'll see it under the Calls section. When you turn this on, any calls from numbers that you've never been in touch with and aren't saved in your contacts list will not ring through. Instead, they'll be sent to voicemail and show up in your list of recent calls. Android has a similar setting that allows you to block calls from private or unidentified numbers, though you will still receive calls from numbers that aren't stored in your contact list. 2. Opt out. Sign up for the National Do Not Call Registry, which is a list of numbers that have opted out of most telemarketing calls. The Federal Trade Commission, which runs the registry, says it only contains phone numbers and holds no other personally identifiable information, nor does the registry know whether the number is for a landline or a cell phone. The FTC says there are some exceptions, including political calls, calls from non-profit groups and charities, and legitimate survey groups that aren't selling anything. Also allowed are calls from companies up to 18 months after you've done or sought to do business with them. But it also warns that while having your number on the registry will cut down on unwanted sales calls, it won't stop scammers from making illegal calls. And number 3, check carrier filters. Check whether your wireless carrier has a call blocking service. Verizon, T-Mobile and AT&T, 3 of the biggest US networks, all have their own call filters for customers to block robocalls and report spam. There's typically a free basic version and an advanced version that requires a subscription fee. 4. Try an app. If your phone company's filters aren't good enough, try third-party apps to weed out unwanted callers. There are a host of smartphone apps available that promise to block spam calls, like NoMoreRobo, Umail, Hiya, RoboKiller, Truecaller, and others. Many charge a monthly or annual subscription fee, but some offer a free basic option. Apple says the apps work by comparing a caller's number with a list of known numbers and labeling them, for example, as spam or telemarketing. Then it might automatically block the call. And 5, report calls. Did you know you can file a complaint with the FCC about specific spam calls? You can do so easily through an online form. It might not give you immediate satisfaction, but the National Consumer Law Center says data on complaints is the best tool federal agencies have for determining how big a problem robocalls are. 6. Just say no. While companies you've done business with can make robocalls to you, the National Consumer Law Center says it's probably because you gave consent, possibly hidden in fine print, but you can also revoke. I'll continue this article in the second half of today's reading. I'll take a short break and return with part 2 of today's reading of selections from the Panagraph for Monday, March 17, 2025, read by Janelle Eckerman. Please stay tuned.